Well, John, I guess that was just the result you really, really didn't need.
No, absolutely. I feel disappointed. The boys have competed, as they have done, against a side here that's going for the playoffs, certainly. And we've competed all over the pitch. But at the end of the day, it's always about the same thing. It's about two boxes. We should have been 1-0 up at half-time, no doubt about that whatsoever. And probably they scored from their only chance in the second half. We're home time, we're chasing it a bit, and you know our confidence isn't high, but we've competed brilliantly. And 1-0 at half time, I think it makes the game a little bit different, because I think they have to push out a bit more. They tried to play very deep. We got behind them really well in the second half. I was really in the first half, got behind them really well. They sat a bit deeper second half, really difficult to get behind them, but you know, if we're 1-0 up, they've got to push on a little bit and leave more space. But you know what? I was disappointed with a couple of games. I wasn't disappointed with today. I'm disappointed for the players, because they've worked as hard as they can work. I've got no complaints with that. But it's about both boxes, and we conceded a goal today. A bit unfortunate, really, when I looked it back. But I think Jamie will say that we should have been 1-0 at half-time. Can be a different game, but it wasn't. So nothing I can do about that.
Yeah, I mean, Billy Key has scored against Daggers pretty much everywhere he's played. But I think the difference, the first half, Daggers really did look decent. And it seemed to, you just said they got a bit deeper in the second half, but just the momentum seemed to go, and there wasn't so much in the second half.
No,
didn't get behind them at all.
No, they played quite a bit deeper second half, and we couldn't really get behind them. But that's, you know, goals are crucial. Goals are game-changing. And 1-0, they can't play deep. They've got to push on. They've got to push their full-backs on. They have to get up, and they didn't. They didn't have to do that in the second half. They could sit in and take their time, and the game changed a little bit. But if I look at, it was a game with not many chances, and it's crucial that you take the best chances. And that was, I think, a great chance to put us 1-0 up. Who knows what would happen? I don't know, but there you are.
Yeah, first half, you did get the ball in their box a fair amount of times, 5 or 6 corners and probably yeah. 7 or 8 crosses. And I think Higham went close.
Yeah.
Worrell was winning the first
yeah.
ball from corners, but nobody reacting to that.
No, absolutely. And this is where you need your goals, what I call your natural goal scorers, that are going to pounce on things. And we changed it a little bit today and went 4-4-2. I was pleased with that. I was really happy with that. Jamie's been sort of champing at the bit, really, to play. We brought him in today. His contribution was good. But he'll be disappointed, because he's a goal scorer and he's always scored. And when you're a goal scorer and you miss a chance, you're disappointed. But, you know, the biggest single thing for me is we have to compete, and we've competed today. We haven't been brilliant, but we've matched a team that's going for promotion. As far as I'm concerned, as long as we compete, I can suffer disappointing performances. What it's hard to take is when you don't feel like you've competed. You can only control the things that are within your reach. You can't control something. But, you know, what can I say? We have what we have. We've given it a go. We haven't taken our chances, and we haven't defended our box for one part of the game. It's disappointing.
You've got quite a break now, strangely.
Yeah.
An international break. Daggers bottom of the league, and you've got international players final around the world.
I know.
But in that time, what do you do to the players? Do you say, go and take a break, just get away from it,
or do you
have a heavy session?
No, we're going to have a break, just get a little break, a mini break, really. But then we're going to sort of really stack up with some really hard work for a few days. It's funny, it's a funny time of the year, isn't it? But our players are fit, we don't have any problems with fitness, but what it might enable us to do, it might enable us to get Frankie Raymond, it might enable us to get Luke Gutteridge, and it might enable us to get Matt Richards back in the frame. And they're three big misses for us, particularly. I mean, I brought Luke Gutteridge in because he's a game changer. He's a game changer. We've played 1.5 games, what can I say? So there you are. And Matt Richards, he hasn't played, he's only played one game since I've been here, and he was terrific. So I haven't got that. And Frankie Raymond I like, because he's got that bit of spirit, that little bit of bite about him. And, you know, but I've not had them. So it'd be nice if I can get them back, that will help.
You've had a lot of jobs in football. is at this present time, is this the most difficult task you've ever had?
No, it isn't. This isn't the most difficult task I've had. It's the most disappointing task I've had, because You know, I've always tried to take the personal side of it out of the equation, but it's not possible to do it with Dagenham because, you know, I am a supporter. I was there at 15 years of age with my dad, so I am a supporter, and that's what makes it even more. I'm disappointed as a manager, but I'm disappointed as a supporter. But when I came back to the club, I was under no illusions. I'd seen games. I was under no illusions of what was in front of me. I wouldn't have come back to, I don't care where it was, I would never have come back to any club. I never intended coming back into football till the end of this season. I couldn't say no to Dagenham, and I knew it was going to be tough. But what I also knew, regardless of what happened this season, this club has to be rebuilt. I came back, not one player from 3 years ago is still here, I understand that. And this club has been built in my time on young, hungry, ambitious players, and for a variety of reasons we've sort of lost a lot of that. Maybe it's the game that does that, but that's what we have to find. We have to find people that when they walk through the door want to play for Dagenham. Process is, to be honest, is underway. That's what I'm going to recreate. How long will that take us to get back to where we are? I don't know, but one thing I know is that clubs like Dagenham can't exist on getting players that might be classed as established players, because we'll be bottom of the food chain. It's just how it is. We can't compete financially anywhere near that. So I've always been of the opinion, why try and compete? Let's get the ones that are desperate to improve their careers, and that's what we're going to do.